This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
We have a lot of supply, and then we have a lot of demand. As we're reopening our country, we're having food service sales shoot higher as retail sales slow. And then at the same time, international sales have been really good for dairy products, in part boosted by Asian countries and their association that dairy products improve immunity. Our exports have just been phenomenal, with some of the highest whey and milk powder exports in years, in some cases even record. So when you look at the exports of whey, the latest, 3 months ending April, they're up 28% year over year, and skim milk powder also the same, up 28%. So that's the situation. We have the booming demand of the U.S. as we reopen restaurants, and also strong exports, so the demand's firing on all cylinders to keep up with that supply.
And hopefully that stays that way for a while. Matt Gould, editor and analyst of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter.
Tuesday.
We have approximately 50 registered Holsteins. We started milking cows about 7 years ago. We built a brand new tie stall barn and built a herd from scratch. We started with a small retail shop in our hometown of Maquoketa. Today, we're doing a renovation on a 31,000 square foot building in Maquoketa. 2 months ago, we opened a second location, which is primarily a coffee shop.
Comments from Heather Moore of Moore Family Farms, who explains the goal of a storefront shop is adding more value to the business.
It was only like 250 square feet. We rented a couple Pepsi coolers because, again, we didn't want to put a lot of capital into it. We actually made and still make mild cheddar cheese as our primary product. And the reasoning behind that is we were about 99.9% sure that we would take all of our cheese home after Christmas and just eat cheddar cheese for like 2 years. That didn't happen. Our community is amazing. And it was a huge, tremendous success for us. Our community really stepped up. We made 700 pounds of cheese and we opened on November 11th. We sold out our first 700 pounds of cheese by Christmas Eve. So you have to work with what you have. You got to where we are today.
Wednesday.
Heat stress starts affecting the calf still when they're in utero. And then once they're born, heat also has a negative impact on the baby calf. So while an adult dairy cow may experience heat stress somewhere around 68 degrees Fahrenheit, baby calves tolerate a little more heat. They're not under the same metabolic stressors that a lactating cow is, but baby calves will experience heat stress at around 77 degrees Fahrenheit and higher. And for those calves, it negatively affects them as well. They'll experience lower average daily gains, lower feed intakes, higher treatment rates, both respiratory and scours.
Thursday.
But oftentimes when ships are coming from Asia to sell us things like electronics and clothes, they are unloading in ports from Seattle all the way down to San Diego. And then those same ships are turning around and leaving again back to Asia without actually taking on any containers of U.S.-made products, whether it's automobiles or food, and specifically dairy. And so there's been a huge issue with congestion around the ports and the fact that a lot of these incoming ships from Asia turn right around and they don't take our exports. And so that obviously presents a real concern for us, because if we're not actually able to get dairy products like cheese and milk powder on these ships and send them east across the Pacific, well, then we're not going to make those sales, and that's bad for our export potential. And it's affecting not just dairy, of course, but many other foods and other consumer products as well.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Galen is Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation.
Friday.
The heat is on, no question here in the United States. Our dairy cows react to heat stress, more panting. And so if you watch cows and you start seeing them panting 60 to 70 breaths per minute, they are under heat stress. You'll also see some of the cows drooling. They may actually hang their tongues out. Those cows are getting themselves into real trouble. Cows also tend to stand more because they know standing dissipates heat and radiates from their body. The bad news is more pressure on feet and legs, and that can cause lameness there. So what am I going to do? Very important, shade. If we get some air movement, that could be natural air movement on some of our barns. We'll put a lot of fans, or we'll have tunnel ventilation. And in some cases, we'll actually wet the cow down. That goes for evaporative cooling. It's much like you jump in the swimming pool, and sure enough, you come out, you feel cooler. So our take-home message is, Bill, heat's on. Be sure we manage it and minimize our stress on cows. Thanks. Have a great day.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to dairyradio.com.
Dairy Rewind.